Hello! Thanks for downloading our interactive podcast. And from all of us at the Arthritis Foundation, we want to personally thank you for your support and congratulate you for participating in the 2009 Jingle Bell Run and Walk. My name is Todd. I'll be your coach for the next 30 minutes, and we've got a great cardio workout planned for you today. Let's get started by setting off to a nice, comfortable warm-up pace. For runners, this should be around 50% of your max running speed, and for our walkers, let's set off to a pace which you could comfortably sustain for a long walk. We'll hold this pace for the next 6 minutes as we loosen our muscles and get our bodies ready for the challenges ahead. Today we're going to alternate between 5-minute jogs at a moderate pace, followed by a quick 2-minute recovery walk at a brisk pace. We'll repeat this drill 3 times and then close it out with a nice and easy 5-minute cool down walk. If you're planning to walk the Jingle Bell Run, you can still follow right along with us by picking up your walking pace and then back it down as directed. As we move through this workout, I'll chime in periodically to let you know which intervals are coming up next, and you'll hear from me throughout these drills to let you know how much longer you have before we back it down to a recovery pace. While we're warming up, let me quickly tell you a little bit about this year's event. The Jingle Bell Run and Walk for Arthritis is a fun and festive way to kick off the holidays by helping others. We want to encourage you to form a team with family, friends, and co-workers and organize your very own holiday-themed costumes. Then, tie jingle bells to your shoelaces and run or walk a 5-kilometer route, all in support of an amazing cause. Take a listen to what a few of our great volunteers had to say about the event.
When it comes to the runners, if you talk to any of them, this is one they circle on their calendar every year because it's a well-run event and it's an organization that they have a connection with.
It's a 5K. You can run it, you can walk it, you can walk with your family, you can bring your pets.
Interesting. It brings us all together in a great way.
People with arthritis, they hurt every single day. You don't want people to be hurting like that.
It's the single most debilitating disease in America. It causes more days lost from work than any other condition.
This is not just a disease for people in their 60s and older.
To have a daughter who wakes up in the morning and to not be able to just do the everyday things is hard.
You look into these kids' eyes and you see the struggle that they go through. I feel like, you know, when things are going rough in my life, I look at these kids and I get inspired.
I have a large family team ready to go out and brave the cold.
One of my best friends has rheumatoid arthritis, so it's an important cause for me.
We've pulled together 125 plus people. It includes employees, their spouses and family members.
We came with our team, parents, and we're all different neighbors.
I have the girl that cuts my hair on the team, and I have my checkout girl from the grocery store on the team.
We had a weekly update in our newsletter. We had posters around the company.
We're giving back to the community and helping people who can maybe walk again.
People can just click on the webpage link and they can make their donation right there.
It's somewhere in the neighborhood of about $28,000 that we've raised for the Arthritis Foundation.
When I was diagnosed, I logged on to the foundation's website, I called my local chapter, and not only did I learn about the disease, but I learned about all the things that the foundation does.
The Arthritis Foundation is an amazing support system. going to them with questions and, you know, the information that's out there now and available, it's helped us tremendously.
The foundation is great. I've been doing volunteer work for them for many years, and they really do a great job over there.
The best thing about being involved with the Arthritis Foundation is all the people that are giving of their time and energy, and you get to see that that's what makes the world go around. That's the best part of what we do.
There's a lot of people suffering, and there's a lot of people in pain, and, you know, that's a hard way to live every day and to get out of bed. So, you know, if there's an opportunity to do something, I'm sure that we'll find a way to help these people.
If you haven't registered yet, you can do so very easily and find an event near you by visiting our website at www.arthritis.org and then get your team together. Now let's get ready for our first jogging interval. Once again, we're going to jog for 5 minutes and step up our pace to around 65 to 75% of your max running speed. And then we'll ease it back into a brisk walk for a 2-minute recovery. You ready? 5 minutes. Let's go. Hey, you're off to a great start. 4 minutes to go. Keep it up. Minutes left. Hang in there. You're doing great. Minutes to go. 1 minute left to go. You can do this. Okay, nice work. Let's bring it down to a nice brisk walk for a 2 minute recovery. How are you feeling? Your breathing should be a little bit heavier, but not so hard that you can't fully recover in less than 2 minutes. If you haven't recovered by the next jog, you might need to bring your pace down a notch. Did you know that arthritis is the most common cause of disability, affecting 46 million adults and over 300,000 children nationwide? That is 1 in 5 people, and very likely affects someone you know and care about. Each day, the Arthritis Foundation works in communities across the United States, researching the causes of and cures for arthritis, supporting community outreach, driving grassroots advocacy efforts, as well as education and life-improving programs, which directly help families cope with this devastating disease. Last year, nearly 100,000 people nationwide participated in the Jingle Bell Run and Walk, and together we raised over $4.5 million. We're striving to exceed that goal this year, and with you by our side, we know we can achieve it. I'll tell you a little bit more about how you can get involved during our next recovery, but for now, let's get ready for our second jog. Once again, we're going to run for 5 minutes at a comfortable pace of about 65 to 75% of your max running speed, and then we'll ease back into a brisk walk recovery for 2 minutes. Ready? 5 minutes. Let's go. Hey, you're off to a great start. 4 minutes to go. Keep it up. We'll be right back. 3 minutes left. Hang in there. You're doing great. Minutes to go. One minute left to go. You can do this. Excellent. Okay, bring it back down to a brisk walk and let's recover for 2 minutes. You're doing great. Stay loose and check your breathing. When you're running, remember to keep your eyes level, your elbows close to your side, and your arms loose and low. We're halfway through today's workout, so let's keep that momentum going. You're doing awesome. Did you know the Arthritis Foundation is the only national not-for-profit organization that supports the more than 100 types of arthritis and is the largest private non-profit contributor to arthritis research in the world, funding more than $380 million in research grants since 1948? If you would like to learn more about the latest in arthritis research or to find out how you can create a free personal website to help collect donations and raise funds for your participation in the 2009 Jingle Bell Run and Walk, please visit our website at www.arthritis.org. If you're on Facebook, please be sure to log on when you get back home and join the growing number of great volunteers already following us. You can find us easily on Facebook by doing a quick search for arthritis. And if you're interested in future volunteer opportunities, the Arthritis Foundation has 150 chapters and service points nationwide to provide community-based programs and help raise funds. By volunteering with the Arthritis Foundation, you'll be making a difference in the lives of millions, and as an Arthritis Foundation volunteer, you can use your talents and experience to make a vital difference in your community. Now let's get ready for our third and final jog. Again, we're going to run for 5 minutes at a pace of about 65-75% of your max running speed, and then we'll finish up with a nice and easy 5-minute cool down walk. Ready? Let's go! Hey, you're off to a great start. 4 minutes to go. Keep it up. Minutes left. Hang in there. You're doing great. Minutes to go. One minute left to go. You can do this. Right, congratulations, you did great today. Now ease it back to a nice and easy pace and let's cool down for the next 5 minutes. Remember, don't skip this part. Give your body a chance to recover before your muscles cool and be sure to stretch when you're finished. Once again, we want to encourage you to get moving at the Arthritis Foundation's Jingle Bell Run Walk for Arthritis and join the thousands of other walkers and runners who will hit this nation's pavements, pathways, and parks this winter to fight the country's most common cause of disability. To register for an event near you, just log on to www.arthritis.org and then start getting your team together. We've made fundraising easy by offering personalized websites where you can set your personal or team goal, email potential donors, and even accept donations online. Once you register, take a moment to visit your website's event headquarters and then simply follow the instructions to personalize your page and send out emails. We're thrilled to have you on our team as we further our goal of curing arthritis and helping families cope with this debilitating disease. Thanks so much for being with us, and we want to wish you the very best of luck at the 2009 Jingle Bell Run and Walk for Arthritis. From all of us here at the Arthritis Foundation, have a great day and happy holidays. This podcast was created exclusively for the Arthritis Foundation by Running Mate Media Productions. If you've enjoyed this interactive podcast, you can find other great workouts and even a free 8-week 5K training program online by visiting www.5k101.com. You can also find us on iTunes by doing a quick search for Running Mate. Thanks again for being with us. Have a great day and best of luck at the 2009 Jingle Bell Run Walk for Arthritis.